Center. Kim Schaefer's here today. Hi, Kim.
Hi, Rusty.
Great to have you in here. And by the way, thanks for coming in. I know you've got sort of the hurt leg here and have had to come in on the scooter. So thanks for fitting yourself into here amidst all this hubbub. There's a lot happening here at the station.
It's my honor. Now. I wouldn't have missed it.
I'd love it. We might... couple of things, but I want to start with the senior center first. Of course, it is such a focal point for the seniors in this region for Mercer County. But talk about the services that the senior center offers, and specifically caregiver classes, among other things. There's a pretty robust offering there. Talk about that.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, the Mercer County Senior Center is a community focal point, so we embrace those that are 60 plus and or disabled, or anyone of any age that is a caregiver. So if you're a caregiver and your loved one is afflicted with maybe a chronic illness, cancer such as what we're all talking about today, other things, Alzheimer's, etc., we have a long smorgasbord of areas that we can tap in to help that caregiver to continue to help that loved one to stay at home, to receive maybe durable medical equipment, assistance for adaptations in the home. And we offer, with Beacon of Hope's chaplain as one of our counselors, a grief and caregiver support group that meets the second Wednesday of each month from 1:30 to 3.
Mm-hmm.
And we also right now are currently offering what we call stress busting. We offer it in person or virtual. There's a booklet manual that the senior center will give to anybody if we have to mail it to them, whatever. And that way they can attend this class that is geared towards different ways to help offset a lot of the stress and the burnout that comes with caregiving as well.
I was going to say, I wasn't aware that they would have such a class, but it makes perfect sense.
Yes.
In terms of the stress that would build up in, but no way to really get it out.
Correct.
Which can make you sick probably at
yes,
some point.
Yes, and a lot of times your caregivers, we, because I've been one myself, we don't even realize that we're neglecting ourselves to the point that we are, that then it becomes an issue, and then we can't give quality care to our loved one. So it's almost like the oxygen mask on the airplane. You got to put it on yourself before you can put it on someone else if that plane's going down, because otherwise you're not going to be any good to them if you pass out.
Have these classes been around for a while, Kim, or has this sort of come on as the population ages, as we know of more and more people in our family, our friends, getting cancer and having to be in that caregiving position? Has this sort of accelerated a little bit?
Illinois Department on Aging has really started, and the Caregivers Coalition has come about just in the last couple of years. And it's where we really are advocating more and realizing that the caregiver of all age groups, all areas, all cities, rural, et cetera, need help. And we've done away with more of nursing home, and we're keeping people home like we used to back in the day. But the world has changed. Caregivers are working. Caregivers are trying to finish raising children themselves or helping with grandkids and so forth. Whereas back in the day, mom or grandma, grandpa came home to the farm, we still had somebody on the farm taking care of everything all day and taking care of grandma, you know. So things have changed. And with that, that's where we've done some evidence-based studies over the years, and that's what the stress busting is based off of, is true evidence-based stats that were gathered that this really did help caregivers to offset some of that burden and to figure out other ways, how to reach out when you need help, how to get to the right resources. And that's where at the senior center, not only are they getting that class at that point, but we're giving them the caregiver survival bag. We're giving them the idea that we're here as durable medical equipment. We have walkers, wheelchairs, et cetera. We can help connect them with the incontinent program to offset some of the burden if somebody needs the Chucks or the Depends or so forth.
Sure.
You know? So there's a lot.
With that stress busting class, does that include perhaps some coping mechanisms for you? If I'm struggling and this is helping equip me to just work within my own mind to
meditation.
Yes.
There's meditation. There's art therapy involved in it. There's aromatherapy involved in it. We give them a manual that have notes and different things that they go with. It is taught by our instructor who has gone through the class already and guided all the way through 9 weeks. Once a week they're meeting and having this intervention, and a lot of good details gave to them.
Seems like everyone we've talked to today, Kim, has certainly been affected by cancer, if not themselves, but if, you know, within their family. their friends, and I know that you've personally been affected by cancer within your family. And in fact, if you don't mind me mentioning, you know, look, we sit here on the date of April 22nd, which means something very significant to you, if you wouldn't mind sharing.
Significant to my dad, my family, my siblings, is that today is the day 11 years ago in 2013 that my mama went to heaven after battling small cell lung cancer.
On this date.
So when Mary came into my office asking me to speak on behalf of the senior center, the first thing I said was, April 22nd, that's Earth Day. Yeah, I'll do it.
Right.
And she's looking at me like, what's that got to do with it? And I said, that's also the day of my mom's anniversary of going to heaven, and I'd be nothing more than honored to speak that day.
Well, we're honored in a way to be having this radiothon on this day in memory of a lot of people, but especially your loved ones as well.
Yes.
What do people need to do, Kim? Can they just call you, or do they get on the website? A senior wants to come down and visit about this. What does someone need to do to get in?
There is a lot of options. Yes, we have our website, and that's of course www.mercercountyseniorcenter.com, and there's an email link there that goes automatically to my desktop. So then I put it where it needs to go. You can call us at 309-582-5492 or 7221, and you can always walk in. We do prefer an appointment, so we don't make you wait, but a walk-in won't be turned away. We'll just help you as soon as we can.
Is there any one common denominator, either from your own life and being a caregiver, or you hear from others, that one more common thing that you hear from people saying, I need help with X, or there's one particular stress factor, or I'm not doing this right, I'm not doing anything right, I'm not sure if this is, I'm doing my job.
Yeah, caregivers a lot of times have a lot of self-doubt in themselves, and they're afraid that they're not doing things wrong, right, but they also don't realize all the good that they are doing, and they don't even realize that they're a caregiver a lot of times. They think that, I'm doing this because it's my mom, my dad. Well, you've taken on a different role, so you've got mom, and then you also have to be caregiver, so you can separate, and you got to take care of yourself. What they need the most of, time. They never have enough time.
Is that a lot of it? Well, yeah, and that
never
makes sense.
Never have enough time.
Under normal life conditions, time is never enough, but let alone facing such a momentous time in someone's life like that.
Yeah. Correct.
Anything else, Kim? Any other message for anyone out there who may be struggling or they're thinking about getting involved in donating for Relay for Life? Any message to people out there that you really want them to know on behalf of the Senior Center?
If you are in doubt, reach out, because there's never anyone that's not old enough or poor enough, so to speak. You don't have to be rich or old to need us. Reach out to us and hang in there. It does get better if you are struggling, and the best thing to do is to reach out to someone to help throw you a lifeline.
Just need to be human. I love all the connections happening out here today within the station of people greeting each other or meeting each other for the first time, and that's what it's all about, ultimately. Connections and being together and being as positive as we can as a group. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Russell.
Really appreciate that. Again, the number 582-5666 for